Temporary anchorage devices have made complex orthodontic tooth movement easier without the negative side effect of anchorage loss, but they are not foolproof. Titanium is a biocompatible material, but it is brittle, and stainless steel, while not brittle, has biocompatibility issues. The goal of this study was to determine what happens on the surface of both titanium and stainless steel TADs in terms of surface corrosion, what metallic and other elements are detectable on the implants, and what sort of bone is attached to the implants when they are removed. The authors obtained 16 temporary anchorage devices, half titanium and half stainless steel. Two TADs of each type were retained as control samples to be evaluated in an as-received condition. The remaining 6 TADs in each group were used in patients that required TADs for anchorage control during their treatment. The planned duration of TAD use was 12 months, at which point the TADs were removed and prepared for examination. The TADs were subject to visual examination under scanning electron microscopy, and an elemental adsorption test was done with an electric current analyzer coupled to the scanning electron microscope. The TADs were inspected for visual corrosion, and any bony material remaining on the removed TADs was tested histologically with H&E staining and visualized under optical microscopy. Under electron microscopy, the used TADs showed evidence of blunting at the tips and cratering of the surface along the threads. The as-received TADs showed no blunting or cratering. The stainless steel TADs showed more cratering, 33%, and the defects were noted in the region of the tip. In contrast, the titanium TADs showed less cratering defects, 26%. Again, they were concentrated in the tip. The neck and body of the TADs had less surface cratering. Surface elemental analysis showed that both types of TADs had elemental adsorption, some related to oxide corrosion and some not. The researchers tested for the presence of oxygen, calcium, carbon, and nitrogen. What they found was that calcium, carbon, and nitrogen content of the used TADs significantly differed from control TADs for the devices. The oxide layer of the titanium devices did not differ significantly for the control or study groups. Stainless steel TADs were different, and it was noted that there was a reduction in the oxide layer and a reduced amount of carbon. When titanium was compared to stainless steel, there were significant differences in oxide layers. There was more oxide in the titanium devices than in the stainless steel devices. Carbon adsorption was also higher in the titanium devices. There was some bone attached to the TADs when they were removed. This was also noted by an elevation in calcium. Histologic examination of the bone revealed that the bone was lamellar, meaning that it had taken at least 4 months to form and mature. This suggests that the TADs had achieved a secondary stability. The authors conclude from this finding that the longer the TAD remains in the mouth under physiologic and orthodontic loads, the more mature the bone becomes around the TAD. The finding of increased carbon uptake in the titanium implants was cause for concern on the part of the authors. Increased carbon concentration can result in some brittleness, and taken in conjunction with the finding of increased cratering at and near the tip with an increase in lamellar bone, it could be inferred that these devices might be subject to fracture on removal.